This goes to Dr. Scott Strom, S-T-R-O-M, like Mary. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Nancy Butcher, B-U-T-C-H-E-R, date of birth January 21st of 1941. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Butcher with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, small right kidney, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 15th of 2021. At that point, her son was also present for the visit because the patient is unable to hear at all. They were working on getting her a cochlear implant, but then there's some question about whether there may be melanoma present in the spinal area. So they are watching that through University of Michigan, and they're not planning on any kind of surgical procedure since that may exacerbate any melanoma that might be present. She's also had pneumonia since her last visit and was hospitalized in Ann Arbor for 8 days and states that she's feeling better now. And she is on treatment through oncology for the melanoma at this time. The patient's son states that she denies chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has minimal dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. Weight is down 3 pounds within the last 6 months. No bowel changes, blood or melena. No current edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. I want to highlight the maximum dose of Losartan, 100 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight is 156 pounds and blood pressure 130 over 80. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 25th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.3, which was stable, estimated GFR 39. Sodium 136, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 20, calcium was 9.2. And on April 18th, her hemoglobin is 13.7, white count was 11.2, platelets were normal. Assessment and plan, stage 3B. Chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression. Hypertension is well controlled and small right kidney. Also, possible melanoma on treatment through University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. The patient will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.